It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio.
Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News.
Now, the Environmental Protection Agency has warned that the quality of Ireland's rivers, lakes and coastal waters is dropping at an alarming rate. According to a new EPA report, 46% of Ireland's water bodies were deemed to be in an unsatisfactory condition, while the number of satisfactory rivers, lakes and coastal waters and estuaries have all declined. To get reaction to this, we're joined by Sinead O'Brien, Coordinator of Sustainable Water Network, and Pat McCormack, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. Good morning and welcome to you both. Sinead, we'll start with you first of all. You might explain to our listeners who exactly Sustainable Water Network are, because you're an umbrella group.
We are, yeah. We're an umbrella network work of 25 environmental groups, both at national, working at both national, regional and local level around the country. And some of our groups would work just on water, like, for example, the Caramas Corrib Water Protection Group, Comala Salmon Trust down in West Cork, and then others would be more the national groups like the Irish Wildlife Trust, Ontashka, Coastwatch, and they obviously work in other areas, but we come together to work specifically on water protection and water policy.
Now, two things. The news is bad from the EPA. Was that, you know, surprising? Was it shocking? Or was it something you expected?
Yeah, I mean, the writing was on the wall because we've been watching the trends go in the wrong directions over the last, let's say, decade. Every 3 years they do a really big water quality report, but every year they do little, you know, little smaller indicator reports. And so we've seen things trending in the wrong direction. Having said that, we were surprised to see in particular the real upswing in pollution of our estuaries and coastal waters, and the EPA described that as alarming, and the EPA wouldn't be ones for using, you know, hyperbolic language. So I was surprised. We were definitely surprised to see that. But we have seen things trending in the wrong direction. And it's worrying because our deadline, our legal deadline, and the goal that we've set ourselves is 2027 to get our waters up to a healthy state. So that's only in a couple of years' time, and half of them are unhealthy and going in the wrong direction.
Now,
so,
there are some...
Not surprising, but still, you know, concerning. Yeah.
There are some things that Irish Water are working on, and that is to make sure that there is adequate sewage treatment, for example, that you get high-quality tertiary treatment, primary, secondary, tertiary treatment before any water is allowed into a waterway. That is underway. I think most of the schemes are at least planned. Some of them are nearing completion. So it's not human waste that's at the heart of this problem.
Well, it is and it isn't. I suppose it's a complicated picture with water because everything has to be looked at a catchment level. And so in some catchments, in fact, I think off the top of my head, 200 water bodies, it is actually sewage discharges. And some of those actually aren't even in the planning process yet. They're only at the assessment stage. So we're looking at up out to like beyond 2030 for wastewater. So they definitely don't get a clean bill of health. However, as you say, they are going in the right direction. So I think that's something that definitely has to be recognised.
No, and it's staying with humans. Just staying with humans for a moment. Obviously, there are people with septic tanks that are not working to spec. And, you know, they're supposed to get them inspected and they're supposed to be, I suppose, rehabilitated from time to time. And we know that's not happening.
Yeah, good point. They are also an issue. In the report, they fall in under the other category where they kind of, you know, sweep up all the lesser pressures and put them together. And so absolutely mismanaged and malfunctioning septic tanks are definitely an issue at a local scale. They, at a national scale, they wouldn't be part of the big picture. But they are often an issue in, you know, smaller catchments of, you know, good quality water, but that are very, very vulnerable. And so all you need is an incident with a septic tank and it can cause a big issue. And you're right, they're not being fixed. Yeah. There is an inspection program. They are detecting faults and they're issuing advisory notices. And then they're not being followed through on, and the level of enforcement is very low. Yeah. So yeah, they're definitely
but
part of
the
picture
big
as well.
Offender here is intensive agriculture.
It is, yeah, it would be, and you can see that from this report. It's has been for a long time the most significant pressure. It affects about twice as many water bodies as the next most significant pressure, which is actually physical alterations of water bodies called hydromorphological alterations. We can talk about that again in a minute. But yeah, agriculture far and above the biggest. And again, looking at the trends, you can see that the areas that are of most significant concern to the EPA, which are the estuaries and also the rivers in the south and the southeast, where the nitrate pollution is really on the upswing, that is very closely linked to intensive agriculture.
Okay.
And I know we're on the radio, but if your listeners could visualize two maps. One map has a map of where the land is good, and so dairy intensification is really happening. And another map shows where the estuaries and the rivers are most highly polluted with nitrates. If you overlay one over the other, they're very closely aligned. Okay.
So Pat McCormack, president of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, the finger's being pointed at you guys.
Well, you know, I suppose if you were listening to the interview up to now, as a farmer, you'd have to smile and be concerned at the same time, because, you know, there's talk about not even having planning permission got for local authority sewage treatment systems. Agriculture has a roadmap; it has it there for a significant period of time. And just to say, I suppose, firstly, maybe at the outset, that, you know, this is a reflection on 2016 to 2021. Agriculture, you know, has embraced technologies over the last number of years, and in particular in 2022. Such as low emission slurry spreading that will deliver water quality results in the years ahead. But, you know, first of all, it has to become widespread on farm, and, you know, there's going to be an additional cohort of farmers who are going to be compelled to spread slurry with low emission slurry spreaders in 2023, and indeed an additional group again in 2024, a phased period. So, you know, by the time we come to 2027, I do believe as a farmer and as a farm leader that our contribution to any issues with water quality will be significantly less than where they are today. Now,
and one of the ideas is that a special license would be needed to do intensive farming, which inevitably leads to, obviously, slurry and all the rest of it, and how that then would be treated in order to get that license.
Look at Pat, farmers are under license for years, and that's through direct payments and single farm payments and the basic income support supplement that's going to be there into the future. You know, they're under license to nitrates derogation, so we don't need additional bureaucracy and duplication legislation. I suppose, you know, a survey that was outlined yesterday showed that a third of farmers had mental health issues and concerns, and that's a reflection of the fear that's out there of making a mistake on paper that could have a significant impact on a farm family's ability to earn a viable living into the future. And that is a critical issue here. You know, we need to see sustainability across the three pillars, social, economic and environmental sustainability. And, you know, it is ironic that, you know, it's mentioned that the local authorities haven't even got planning permission at this point in time. I'm on my way into the department offices in Black Weston for a Dairy Vision 2030 group meeting, you know, where we're looking to the future and looking to various technologies that can deliver from an environmental point of view and deliver from a water quality perspective. And we have seen delivery there, Pat, which is a critical thing. There, in that report, there are areas that were specifically targeted, you know, for improvement, and the ASAP program was brought in. And for your listeners who wouldn't be familiar with that, it involves local authority, it involves farm advisory, and it involves the local co-op. It involves people that the farmer knows who would arrive in his or her yard and tell them where they have potential issues, be it in yard or on field with farm practices, and the water quality in those areas has improved and improved significantly. So that's something to be borne in mind. That
all right,
a targeted approach.
I finally go back to Sinead O'Brien. Sinead, you know, they're getting their act together. These improvements that they've implemented will begin to show as we go forward that farmers know their responsibilities and they're trying to get it right. What say you?
Well, I would agree with Pat that, you know, there will be some improvement over the course of the next several years due to initiatives that are in place. But the problem is that it won't be enough of an improvement. We can see the significant impact that agriculture is having. And we also have a lot of science from the EPA telling us just how significant that is. For example, in the southeast, some of the rivers have 50% more loading of nitrates than they should have to be healthy, and 85% of that is coming from agriculture. And the new scheme that's been brought in is targeted at bringing nitrate levels down by about 10 to 15%. So what Pat is saying, it's definitely moving in the right direction. It's absolutely not going to go anywhere near the target that we need to get to. And I do agree with Pat, and I have a lot of sympathy for farmers and the anxiety that they're living under, which is due to uncertainty. And that's because they're getting mixed messages from government. And so we need a clear plan set out by the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Housing, which looks after water, that sets out a regime that the farmers will know about in advance for controlling pollution from farming. And we don't have that at the moment. What we need to know is, if farming is going to become intensive in a certain area or certain catchment, can that catchment bear the burden of that? Okay. And at the moment, there is no mechanism for that, and there is no license. And I just need to pick Pat up on something as well. Those ASAP areas where there's farm advisory service and farmers are implementing measures, there actually is no water quality statistics coming from there yet to show that they are delivering on improvements. And I think we need to look at much more rigorous and robust measures than what we have at the
final
moment.
Final words to you,
and
Pat.
The farmers need to be supported in doing that.
Final words to you, Pat. You know, a roadmap is needed, very clear. Farmers know where they stand. Would you welcome that?
Well, look, I think a roadmap needs to be clear. There needs to be farmer input into that roadmap, and that's what Dairy Vision and indeed Food Vision 2030 is indicating and suggesting for a roadmap for the years ahead, where we can have a positive and a vibrant agriculture that delivers 170,000 jobs in the rural economy.
All right, we leave it there. Thank you both. Pat McCormick, President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, and before that, Sinead O'Brien, Coordinator of Sustainable Water and Network.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.